This week, we dive deep into the book Tractatus Historicus, The Logical Fallacies of Anti-Zionism. Some books challenge us to rethink everything we thought we knew about the world, but Kashani's Tractatus is one of those rare works that dismantles myths, confronts ideologies, and demands a new kind of intellectual honesty about anti-Semitism.
It really is, and what makes it so powerful is how it doesn't just dissect a single moment in history, like the October 7th attacks, but uses that event to expose a much larger, long-standing structure of ideological manipulation. It lays bare how narratives, once rooted in medieval prejudice, have evolved and adapted in the digital age, often with devastating impact.
Absolutely. For too long, ideological rhetoric and historical distortions have clouded our understanding of one of humanity's most painful and complex struggles. In this episode, I want us to explore how ancient prejudices and modern platforms collide, and why truth matters now more than ever.
That context is deeply alarming, but what's fascinating is how Tractatus Historicus tackles these connections head on. The book uses the October 7th attacks not just as a moment of horror, but as a lens, a focal point, to examine broader patterns of hatred and distortion that have been festering for decades.
How does Kashani's work approach these connections between historical and modern manifestations?
Kashani makes it clear this wasn't just a writing project, it was a moral and intellectual undertaking. He immersed himself in a wide range of historical works, Jewish scholarship and philosophical texts, while also studying the raw, harrowing documentation of October 7th. That day, Hamas, a terrorist organisation driven by genocidal hatred, unleashed unspeakable violence at the Nova Festival. Civilians were raped, mutilated, and murdered in what he describes as a complete collapse of moral order.
And he connects that moral collapse to Augustine's concept of a kingdom turned into a great band of robbers, right?
Yes, and it's a powerful comparison. Kashani argues that these atrocities mark not just an act of terror, but what he calls a catastrophic abandonment of humanity's shared values. That phrase stuck with me. It reframes this not just as an Israeli tragedy, but as a human one. The book demands that we confront not only the terrorists, but the ideologies and institutions that enabled them.
The methodology he uses is also unusual, heavily inspired by Wittgenstein.
Absolutely. Kashani structures his arguments in a way that echoes Tractatus Logico-Philosophicus, breaking down ideological claims into discrete logical propositions. He even provides a bilingual English-German version as a nod to Wittgenstein's original format. And he's transparent about the limits of that ambition, admitting that any departure from Wittgenstein's intellectual standard is his alone. It's a bold and honest gesture.
What stood out to you about his treatment of institutional responsibility?
His critique is relentless but deeply documented. Take UNRWA, for instance. The book cites internal audits showing that 113 of its employees were directly involved in the October 7th attacks. But it doesn't stop there. Kashani reveals that the educational materials used by UNRWA in their schools contain content that violates almost every neutrality principle the UN claims to uphold. And yet these violations go unpunished, even unacknowledged. That's not a policy oversight, that's institutional complicity.
That's a devastating finding. How does the book broaden that into a global perspective?
Kashani connects the dots globally. He argues that demographic shifts in Europe, unresolved post-Cold War instability and rising economic inequality have created fertile ground for anti-Semitic ideologies to resurface. He cites a 65% global rise in anti-Semitic incidents since 2019. These aren't isolated trends, they're patterns and they're accelerating.
He also traces these patterns all the way back to medieval myths, like the blood libel.
Right. That's what gives the book its historical weight. Kashani doesn't just criticise current events. He shows how today's anti-Zionism recycles the same tropes used to dehumanise Jews for centuries. From blood libel to BDS rhetoric to the propaganda spread by groups like Hamas, the lineage is tragically clear. But he also distinguishes carefully between real grievances and narratives that were built specifically to undermine the legitimacy of Israel.
And how does the book manage such sensitive material while staying analytical?
It's grounded in verifiable data, satellite imagery, eyewitness reports, authenticated videos. Kashani documents hundreds of separate incidents from October 7th alone, building a timeline that leaves little ambiguity about the systemic nature of what happened. And throughout, he never sensationalizes. He writes with clarity and restraint, and that makes it even more powerful.
The emphasis on institutional accountability seems crucial here. How does that connect to international diplomacy?
Kashani makes a strong case that unless global institutions are held to real standards of neutrality and justice, they'll continue to fuel conflict. He points to the UN's failure to enforce its own codes of conduct, not just with UNRWA, but across the board. In his view, that failure is what allows lies to grow into policies.
So what does he propose in terms of resolving the conflict?
He proposes starting with truth. That's the foundation he's advocating for, not political expediency, but truth, logic, and moral clarity.
And he sees a major role for social media in the distortion of that truth.
Absolutely. Kashani calls it the acceleration effect, the idea that anti-Semitic falsehoods spread six times faster than corrections on social platforms. These platforms are turbocharging the oldest prejudices and rebranding them for a new generation. The reach is unprecedented, and so is the responsibility to respond.
So what's the takeaway?
It's that everything is connected. The historical distortions, the institutional failures, the digital amplification, they all feed the same fire. Kashani shows that in regions where strong oversight and historical accountability exist, the risk of ethnic conflict drops by 73%. Truth isn't just a moral choice, it's a survival strategy.
That's a profound insight. Tractatus Historicus isn't just a book about history. It's a call to clarity in a world darkened by distortion. It's an appeal to rebuild our moral frameworks, one fact at a time.